You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Delaney, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you. I'm caffeinating as we speak.
I'm glad to hear it. I mean, it's pretty warm today, but it definitely feels like we've hit that kind of time of the year where cozy dinners is the vibe and cozy desserts is the vibe. And I think that's what we're chatting about today. Is that right?
Definitely. Yes. It's definitely like crisper. We're still getting some good sunshine, but it's just that time of year where we want pudding, I think.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. We went up north on the weekend and someone brought a like Sara Lee sticky toffee pudding. And
oh my God.
It was just...
How good.
I think maybe the best thing I've ever eaten, possibly.
Sara, you've outdone yourself.
Yeah.
Sara Lee is just an unsung hero. We had one of her apple pies when we went to the beach last year up north. And, you know, just chuck some cream on there, chuck some ice cream on there, and it's just, it's so good.
Is she a real person? This is one of those things I'm like, is she, you know, like, was she a celebrity chef? Is she just a name? I don't know, but I imagine her looking very wholesome.
I'll do some research. Yeah.
She is. The,
I have fond memories of the Danishes.
She's real? She's real.
Well.
She's real.
She's real. We've found out. Is she a chef?
Yeah, it got its name from... Oh, no.
Oh, she's not
it was
real.
The no, it was. The brand founder's daughter.
Aww.
Which is a bit cute.
Oh, that's pretty cute. Sorry to cut in there, Delaney, but you're talking about Danishes, I think.
Her Danishes, you know, the long ones.
Ooh,
that were quite sort of thick pastry,
yes.
Fruity. There was a blueberry one that I remember very fondly, an apricot one, I think.
Yum.
But recently I went to over Easter actually, I went to a barbecue and someone brought an apple and feijoa crumble.
Mm.
And I mean, we've talked about feijoas there. I've got some rotting in my fruit bowl at the moment. We're sort of heading into that full glut part of the season, but
yes.
Just so good in a crumble. I just don't think you can beat it. Just adds that tang and flavor. So good.
That is so good. And I think, you know, the warmness, it's good. It's quite good as well for when the feijoas start to hit the slightly too ripe situation
definitely.
As well. Just bake them.
Yeah. Absolutely. Also have very fond memories when I was at uni in a flat of discovering the Edmonds self-sourcing pudding recipe.
Ooh.
The chocolate self-sourcing pudding.
Mm.
It's like magic when you make it, you know, like you have to cream the butter and the sugar and cocoa and whatnot, but then you make just this sort of, I think you add boiling water to cocoa and a bit of sugar and pour that on top.
Oh.
And it just like, it's just when baking is at its best, it just magically transforms into something so much greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah.
And to be able to pull that out in a flat on a wintry cold, I was in Wellington, so it was like especially cold, wintry night. Yeah. It's just such a good time. And I made it a couple of years ago and it definitely still holds up.
I would very much like to know what the BFM listeners' comfort puddings are for the sort of colder time of the year. I do think that for me, a sticky toffee date is actually one of the top tier desserts of all time. And
definitely.
It's got the sort of self-sourcing vibe to it. If you put a whole lot of caramelly, datey type sauce on the top, it's like, oh, just so yum.
And I'm interested if any kind of restaurants are going to take this you know, on board, because I think every time I've eaten out recently, the desserts have been very sort of tiramisu, sorbet kind of focused. So I wonder if, I know Depot used to do a really good cookie skillet where basically sort of cookie dough half baked in a little skillet and then dollop of ice cream on top.
That
was always, extremely good.
What's your thoughts? So, this is like a bit of a sideways tangent, but what's your thoughts on like an affogato in a restaurant dessert situation? Would you ever pick it, or are you the kind of person who's like, it's a cop out, I don't want that?
So
huge
lazy.
Fan.
Huge fan.
I went through a phase a few years ago when I first sort of got into food about 10 years ago, and I was doing some restaurant reviews in Wellington, and I used to get affogato all the time. I think because I'd focus on, I'm a huge sweet tooth, but I would try and focus on like the main.
Mm.
And I think entree, you know, you're always hungry at entree stage, so you kind of want that to be something really like good and satiating. And then yeah, by the time I got to pudding, often I'd probably had too much wine. And so an affogato was kind of that perfect little ending, especially with a shot of Frangelico in it. Oh. That was my go-to for about 2 years.
Yum. That sounds delicious.
But I know what you mean about it being a cop-out. I mean, it is just a dollop of ice cream and a double shot of coffee, isn't it?
Doesn't mean it's not good. It's quite pretty amazing to me.
Yeah. I mean, it's simplicity, and simplicity is very nice. I feel like a packet brownie, as well. I'm kind of a big fan of a packet brownie, but I haven't. When I was growing up, my mum is a really good baker. She does not use recipes, so it does mean that the hit rate is very like, 100 or nothing. So you have like,
I appreciate
the
that
best cake you've ever eaten, and then like rock hard biscuits the next day. But when it was good, it was really, really good. But it also meant that we never used any packet like mixes when I was growing up. Big Edmonds cookbook household. So it was very much a university thing for me that I was like, oh my God, shelf of the supermarket I didn't know was here.
Like magic.
I can walk in here and I can have freaking donuts in like 2 minutes.
Yeah. Exactly. You can do this whole thing. I'd be keen to know if anyone else has like got tips for sort of making it better though, because I feel like you have to add more chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year we were up north for a weekend for my daughter's birthday, and there was sort of one general store in this little beach town, and I bought an Edmonds vanilla cake mix and a thing of jam and a thing of cream, and I baked it in a saucepan because there was no cake tin. So I just put paper in a pot and baked it, and then just did a layer of jam and then a layer of whipped cream and then sprinkles. So that was quite a well-stocked shop. It was a really, I was extremely proud to have whipped up a birthday cake
in a saucepan as well. That's a good tip, I have to say.
In a saucepan. But I know what you mean. Often they definitely need to sort of up the chocolate. Or with brownie, I'm always tempted to sort of add like dollops of cream cheese or walnuts or something like that.
I also think you have to take off at least 10 to 15 minutes of the baking time that they say on the packet, because you want it to be denser and like gooier than they go for, I think. That would be my tip for people trying to packet bake at home. Someone says you can't go past a good banoffee pie.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Do you love it?
I love it, but I make it. I learned to make it when I was at intermediate, and I thought I was pretty cool. And and since then, I'm often disappointed when I have it out, funnily enough. Mm-hmm. But I'm banoffee pie, I go cheesecake base, like the biscuit and butter base.
Yep.
Some people go pastry. And then I boil the condensed milk cans whole to turn it into caramel.
Do you just stick the whole, like,
unopened can.
Oh my God, that's such a good tip.
Yeah, and since then, recipes I've read have said, don't do this, it can explode. But I've always done it.
What are you talking about?
A little bit of drama.
Yeah.
Gotta have a bit of high tension in there.
I think so too. But if anyone knows who does a good banoffee pie, I'm all ears, because it is a great combo.
Just like a pie, really.
I'm glad to see someone else has also texted in that you have to undercook a packet brownie for maximum gooiness.
Do you know what?
I did feel like an innovator coming up with that, but I'm glad it's something that everybody does.
Microwaving a cookie time is a similar vibe to an undercooked brownie.
Yes.
That is good.
That got banned in our high school because people kept setting the microwaves on fire.
I think we talked about this recently too.
Yeah, we definitely did. We've also got winter pudding, and our whanau is lemon self-sourcing pud. And down in Otiputi, Fijo is a $17 per kilo.
That's criminal.
Whoa. Oh my God. We need an emergency delivery of Auckland's Fijos to the South Island stat.
There's like a bag floating around the station and no one knows where it's come from. It's just this massive green bag of Fijos, and it's literally sitting in the corner because everyone's like, who brought that in? Where's that come from? It just materialised here.
New Zealand office April behaviour.
And that leads to the slightly dangerous territory of when do the fruit flies start taking over. I've enjoyed this this pudding chat, but you did want to put in a good shout for having a little bottle of cream in the fridge, is that right?
I did, yes. So it links in because with Crumble, I'm a runny cream gal. Most of those hot desserts, I reckon, benefit from, you know, a little drizzle of cream.
Most things.
Even an underbaked brownie, if you wanted to serve that for pudding, would be good. Also, I went through a mug cake phase a few years ago. Do you remember when that was quite a thing?
Yes.
Extremely dangerous.
There's also banned in my household for a hot period. My mum was like, no more.
Yes.
Nah.
But yes, having cream, I call it cream. It was cream week this week in our house. So cream on pudding, extremely indulgent porridge week with cream and brown sugar and usually a raw feijoa or chopped up. But then a really quick pasta. I'm always trying to find a super easy dinner, you know, evading that when you get too hungry and you don't want to order something because it's going to be expensive and disappointing. Mm-hmm. Just to be able to do, you know, put your pasta on, get a sauce going. One I love is frozen peas, mint if you've got it from the garden, some garlic, some lemon zest.
Yum.
And then once that's cooked, sort of in a pan with butter, saucepan, and then mash the peas a little bit and then finish it off with a bit of cream. And it just thickens up, reduces into this amazing thick, glossy sauce.
Divine.
You could add something, I guess you could add like bacon if you wanted to or something like that. But it's a really good, luscious, quick, easy veggio.
Now I want pasta
to get on
breakfast.
The table.
Pasta for breakfast is definitely a big choice, and I think allowed in this studio this morning.
Definitely.
That sounds amazing.
And it's kind of a thing that you might not buy, you know, you wouldn't buy cream specifically for, just to give a little splash into, but if you've got it there and you've made a week of it, then yeah, it's a great way to sort of use up the bottle.
Totally. Thank you so much, Delaney, for bringing us puddings and cream this morning, two of the best food groups that exist.
My pleasure.
We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
See ya.
Food for thought. Breakfast food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.